And at this time, we have a couple of ladies joining us from the Boys and Girls Club of the Tri-County area. We have Ashley Bartle, who is the Director of Development, and Ashley Dodson, who will be the Ripon Site Coordinator. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I know Ashley Bartle because we've been working off and on for a couple of years here. But Ashley Dodson, Ashley, you are new to me, from what I understand. You're going to be the Ripon Site Coordinator.
I am, yep.
Have you worked for the Boys and Girls Club for very long?
Actually, today is my 60 days, so...
Really?
Not really.
So, Ashley Bartle, is she like on double secret probation or something, or what?
No, she's doing a great job. She's doing a great job. We're very happy to have her.
Okay. First of all, there was a groundbreaking for the Ripon facility. That was last week. How did that go?
Yeah, it was great. So we had our groundbreaking on Tuesday. It was a long time coming. I feel like you said we've known each other for several years. And I think probably at some point during all of those years, we've talked about bringing a site to Ripon. And so it was nice to be able to officially break ground on Tuesday. And it was a really beautiful day, really intimate like ceremony. There's about 100 people. We had donors who supported the campaign, our staff and board, city and state leaders. It was great. And then after that, we headed over to Knuth Brewing Company for a little reception, and just to be able to chat with people and thank them for all their support, and looking forward to opening our doors hopefully in the summer of 2025.
So you're still about a year away.
Yep, it's about a 10 to 12 month process, but we're pretty confident that as long as, fingers crossed, everything happens and check the boxes off like we plan, that we'll be opening our doors for summer programming at our new site.
So how is the capital campaign going? From what I understand, the last update we got was around $12.3 million.
Yep, we're right around that 12.3 and of our $13 million campaign. So we have about $700,000 to go. And we're having people that are constantly supporting our project and believe in what we do and our mission. And so we're happy to talk to anybody more about that, and always welcoming in donations and new donors.
But you were at the point where you were comfortable with breaking ground and getting on with the project.
Yep. It was time for us to start with the build, and we need to bring those services to Ripon, and we have a duty to the community and the kids that are waiting for the club to be built, and so it was time for us to put a shovel in the ground.
All right. So you're about a year away from opening, but you have Ashley Dodson on board.
How do
you occupy your time?
Everything. I think the biggest part is that I'm getting to kind of look at what every role is a part of our organization, and really getting to learn parts of those pieces so that once the Ripon site is up, we're just full going forward. You know, we're able to just sprint right into it and not really have to have a major learning curve.
I feel like I'm going to put you on the spot, but tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're new to the people in the Ripon area.
So I moved here about 4 years ago. My background is that I had been running camps and stuff, and my husband got a job here and has been working here. And, honestly, when we first moved here, we came with three kiddos. And when we started, we kind of looked for daycare for our two kids, our two twins, who are much younger, and we couldn't find a place for both of them to go. And so, you know, that kind of was just a really interesting piece. Like, what they would say, like, oh, we can take one kid and we can take another kid. And that was difficult. But like, also, I think that's really important to point out, because like, we are going to be having a daycare, and we'll have a bigger opportunity for more families to participate in our community and not have to always struggle so much to be able to set them up for success.
Well, other than your own kids, do you like working with kids?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, when I was growing up, I worked at a summer camp for several summers, and that's actually kind of where I got that passion for wanting to work with kids, but also to run outdoor camps. And so I did that for several years and then had kids and kind of took a break. But when I saw that the Ripon site was coming to our community, I was like, this is what I want to do. And I think my skills can be utilized that way, but also to really just be able to bring this to our community in a way that is really beneficial and can help a lot of people.
So where do you call home?
So I grew up in Monticello, Wisconsin. It's teeny tiny, down at the south part of the state near New Glarus. Shout out to, Spotted Cow in the New Glarus Brewery. But I always have to tell people, like, that's where I grew up, because no one else knows where Monticello is.
Yeah. Spotted Cow. All right. Yeah. But now you're going to have to twist her arm so she's drinking Knuth, right?
I mean, yes, of course. That, yeah.
All right. So Ashley Dodson pointed out the childcare. That's kind of new, isn't it?
Yeah. So we recognized the need for reliable childcare. There's a childcare crisis nationwide, but especially in rural communities. And like Ashley said, it's difficult to find reliable childcare for one child, let alone multiple for a family. And so we have four licensed childcare rooms in our facility. So that's a new added benefit. And in addition to that, we're going to have a really cool trades program. It's about 6,000 square foot trades room where we can partner with different businesses, tradesmen, local tradesmen, and then the schools too, so that youth can, you know, get credits and certifications so that they can get a livable, you know, wage paying job if a 4-year school isn't for them.
All right. So we know you have facilities in Berlin and Green Lake. Maybe we should give a shout out to them as well while we have you. Tell us about
that. Yep. So we have a standalone site in Berlin as well. And the new building, our new building was built in 2015. And so we have that here. And then we have a school site in Green Lake. And that school site runs obviously during the school year, but also in the summer as well. And it's a fantastic program. All of our programs really kind of cater to the needs of each individual community. Even though we're all close, the needs are different in each community. And so we make sure that we listen to that and cater to those.
All right. We mentioned the capital campaign for the Ripon facility, but you have ongoing fundraising efforts going on for the Boys and Girls Club of the Tri-County area. You got one tonight.
Yes, we right. do. So we have our, we have our Cause of the Mondays. So Vines and Rushes is wonderful. They partner with us and a portion of the proceeds from tonight's event. So you just have to go and eat. It's a very simple ask. You don't even have to make dinner. Let them make dinner for you. and then a portion of the proceeds comes to the club. And so we have that this evening. And that's always a really nice partnership.
What time is that? Do you know?
It's from 4 to 8.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You have to go get a pizza, Bob. I'm going to hold you to it now.
They have wonderful food out there. And their wine isn't too bad either. So
their wine is not. It's not. And they have Knuth beer too. So Ashley Dodson can go grab one of those.
Yeah, I actually bought some of their wine for a Christmas gift one year and gave it out. So
yeah, it's very good. They're Wisconsin. If you like a strawberry wine, it's delicious. So shout out to Vines and Rushes.
All right. You got another one coming up in June, though, and this involves golf, right?
Yeah. So our resource development coordinator, Cassidy, is working on our golf event. It's our annual fundraiser that's held at Mascouten, and it is going to be on June 10th this year, and registration for that is open. So you can visit our website, bgctric.org, and register.
All right. Ashley Dodson, tell us a little bit more about the Ripon facility. What do you want people to know about that?
That it's going to be an awesome place to go to. I think, you know, when I think about that site, like the part that I get the most excited about is the entire upper floor, where our older, you know, high schoolers can go and just be and have a safe place to go, but also, you know, to have programming given towards them and to have our Teens to Work program running out of that site, but also, you know, just helping support those kids that oftentimes, you know, in Ripon, there's not really a place for that age group to go hang out consistently. And so to give them that spot is like really exciting for me.
Yeah, I think it's going to fill a need, definitely. Well, that's the reason you're building it, right, Ashley Bartle?
That's right.
Because there was a need there, right?
Yeah, we identified the need and created the building around that. And so, like Ashley said, I think it's going to give not just those younger kids a place to go, but kids of all ages.
Okay. As far as the manpower for the Ripon facility, are you going to have regular employees, or is it going to be volunteer run, or is it a combination of both?
So we'll have regular employees. So Boys and Girls Clubs, we actually, most Boys and Girls Clubs don't run on volunteers. We welcome in volunteers and love when volunteers bring programs to us. But all of our staff are paid. And so we will have Ashley leading it with additional staff. And, you know, we have that really unique partnership with the college, and we're able to bring in those education majors. And we're hoping that that's something that we'll be able to do for the full site as well.
Okay. Ashley Dodson, question for you now. Are you with us?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Just wondering if you've had, I don't know how to put this. Have you had to supervise people before? Is that a new role for you?
No, definitely not. So some of the camps that I've been running, I had like a 15 to 20 person staff, and, you know, from counselors to kitchen staff to maintenance, which kind of translates pretty equally to what we do at the Boys and Girls Club. You know, certainly with our new Ripon site, there'll be a couple different positions that don't, you know, that look different than what we have at our Berlin site, but that's just because it's meeting the needs of our community. And so, but that's also part of why I'm starting so early, is I get to really understand exactly what each position is doing and to be able to help modify that for our own community.
Okay. Ashley Bartle, another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of feedback did you get from the folks from the community at last week's groundbreaking?
There's just a lot of excitement. It was a really positive energy. There's a lot of buzz. People are just excited for, like I said before, we've been waiting for this day for a really long time. And when it finally happened, I just think there was some relief, you know, like finally a shovel has been put into the ground, but then some excitement because everything that we've been planning and working really hard at creating is coming to fruition, and we can't wait for our doors to open.
Anything else that people should know? Either one of you.
I don't think so. I maybe that summer registration's open. So if you're a Ripon family and you're looking for care, summer registration's open for our Ripon site that's held on the campus, and you'll meet Ashley Dodson.
Hey.
Okay. Anything from you, Ashley Dodson?
No, that was going to be my plug-in too. Just register for summer registration, but also drive past the site and look, and, you know, donate some money, of course. but yeah, just, you know, just be excited.
All right. Just before we go here, I didn't want to sound too formal here, but I've never worked with two Ashleys at the same time before. So I wanted to make sure that our listeners knew who we were talking to and who was answering. So ladies, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us, Bob.
That is Ashley Bartle and Ashley Dodson, who work for the Boys and Girls Club of the Tri-County area. We want to thank them for joining us this morning.